It's a very long time since I stood up here, and it's great to be here to see old friends, old faces, and new ones too. It's been 16 years since Julie and I left Eastleigh to take up ministry in St Albans, but we've always kept closely in touch with you all and to hear what's been going on over those years. So it's been great to hear the ongoing story of the Wells Place Centre. The other day, I was doing something in my church with our young people, and I wanted some equipment. And I realised that in the garage, I had this hat. And you can't see it, but on the top here is actually the Eastleigh Baptist Church logo of the time. And this hat was given to me for site visits when the Wells Place Centre was being built. So, being a little bit worried about what today would be like, I thought I'd better wear it now because this is a site visit. The site visit of a completed project. Seems to me that the Wells Place Centre is an example of what happens when God's timing and God's vision and God's people all come together at once. When Judah and I first came here to Eastleigh in 1987, Eastleigh was a very different place. I was younger, you were younger, and the town centre was very different. Behind us, where the Swan Centre is now, was a hodgepodge of streets and crummy buildings and so on. And it was very different, and the church was different. The church was struggling for space. We had at the back, where the Wells Place Centre is now, the old fellowship room. A church office, which could double up as a cold store for any shop at any time of the year. We had toilets, which I prefer not to use too often, a kitchen, and of course, the upper room. Those of you who may remember the upper room, that was the domain of the young people. And very few of us dared to go up the stairs to the upper room and come down again. On Sunday mornings, Hugh Pryor and Jill Sheffield and myself used to teach the senior department. That meant leaving church, as the young people have just done now, not head that way, but head that way. And we used to have to go to the Scout Hut in, I think, Chamberlain Road or Cranberry Road. I can't remember which it was. And we'd walk down the street, and we'd have a chat, and we'd have our Sunday morning session in the Scout Hut, which in itself was falling down, I remember. And then in the days before mobile phones, one of us would have to come and stand on the corner and keep looking to see if anybody was coming out of the church doors, because then we'd know the service was finished and we could come back again. But times were changing. This church, which was built in 1887, was built to look out into the town of Eastleigh, to look out into the streets around us. But 100 years later, the orientation of the town was going to be different. It was going to look that way with the building of the Swan Centre. And we realised, and Delvin realised perhaps before anybody else, that this was a God-given opportunity for us as a church to change our perspective, to look out into the town, to be part of the vibrancy of the middle of the town. At that stage, all you would have seen was a small car park, the fellowship hall, which had been built by the bare hands of the members of the church at the time, and our dustbins. But we had this God-given vision that we needed to be part of life in the town, where things were happening, where people were coming to. And so we had this vision given to us of building a centre which would be a beacon of light into the community, adding to the townscape, having a coffee shop. And in those days, coffee shops in Eastleigh were very rare. We could have facilities for our listening centre. We could have facilities for worship on a Sunday, which didn't mean part of us walking down the street to a dilapidated Scout Hut. It meant that we could be a resource for the whole town in Jesus' name. And these ideas were bubbling around. And so they say in 1987, Julie and I came, and it wasn't long into our time here that Delvin, in his inimitable manner, came up to me and said, "You work for a charity. You know how to raise money. You know how to put up buildings. We want to do the same. And perhaps it's something you could do." So we got together, knowing, of course, that you never said no to Delvin. We got a group together, people like David Biddlecombe, who is an expert in buildings, looking after buildings for IBM, people who are passionate fundraisers like Christopher and Wendy Cox. And with the backing of the church meeting, things slowly moved forward with our vision, God's vision, for the World's Play Centre. It wasn't plain sailing. It was difficult. Delvin used his powers of persuasion with the town council so that we could get planning permission. Dave and others worked with the architect to maximise the small space that we had. Christopher, Wendy, Dale and Sally and others worked hard on bringing the money in, and the project got underway. The church meeting, of course, had to take a step of faith that we could replace our little suite of buildings at the back there with a three-story building with not just an upper room for young people, but three floors of community and conference space. The town council needed some persuading. And I remember how one time we applied for a grant from Eastleigh Borough Council, and they told us there was no demand for a building such as the Wells Place Centre. Only to discover, of course, that when we opened, who were our first clients? We did have an offer on one occasion for some money towards the Wells Place Centre from the Borough Council, but they were so concerned that we didn't represent the community that they wanted to have a management committee in addition to the church. And eventually it came to the offer of having a management committee for one room in the church. And I remember that church meeting where we decided that that was patently not right, that this was going to be the work of God, by God's people, for God's kingdom. We didn't need the borough council support and all the bureaucracy which came with it. And so we decided to carry on ahead. So there was those years of fundraising for that £705,000 that we needed. There were generous personal loans. There were flower festivals. There were concerts. There were candlelit dinners at Meadow Sweet Cottage where Wendy cooked and Christopher waited on tables. There were Christmas fairs where Glenna and other people spent months preparing goods for sale. And there were auctions. At one auction, I remember having to stop George Bowmaker from bidding against himself. So keen were people to support the project. And all of this was done in support of the vision which God had given us. And I believe that if we want to understand what that vision is, we need to turn to Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." That's what the Wells Place Centre has been, and I pray always will be, this light of the light to the world, like a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Well, after all the fundraising, the really hard work started. And the Wells Place Centre opened, and we came together. Few of us had ever run a coffee shop before. Few of us had ever run a conference centre before. But we came together as God's people to actively make this vision, not just a building, but a dynamic place of service. Whether it was manning reception for 10 hours a day, pushing trolleys of food up to conference hirers, opening and closing, volunteers, aided, encouraged, cajoled and supported by Linda Manley and Sally James, made it happen. The Welsh Place Centre, as you've heard on the video, became a meeting point for the church and the community, but particularly for the community with Jesus. I have lots of memories of those days, and I won't bore you with them, but just two stick out. The first is the day that I got a phone call to say that Julia was stuck in the lift, but not to worry because the fire brigade were on the way. I think we had some ups and downs with the lift over the years. Glad you got that one. But for me, my favourite story is about David and Denise. Some of you will remember David and Denise. They were a couple who had learning difficulties and lived in a group home down the road. Denise had always wanted to work in a coffee shop, but because of her disabilities, she was unable to do so. But she came and she became a helper on a Friday here in the Wells Place Centre, supported admirably by Linda and by Sally. And she worked as best she could, being helpful in the coffee shop. And one day she came to me, she said, "Graham, you've got to marry me." And I said, "I'm sorry, I'm already married." And I said, no, I'm getting married. You've got to marry me, my boyfriend. And she told me that she wanted to marry someone living in her home called David, who also had learning difficulties. And so we set off on the journey of bringing this couple, who obviously loved each other, to a point of where they were married. Every Friday afternoon for a year, we rehearsed the wedding. When the day came, it was a very special occasion. The community came together, people donated the wedding car, people donated the flowers, and we, as the Welsh Place Centre, donated the hall and the catering. But what was just special about David and Denise was they became part of the church. They became part of the worshipping community, and their carers became part of the worshipping community as they came to church with them. That's what it means to be a light in the world, to shine Jesus' light into the community. Sadly, David and Denise are no longer with us, and I think the last time I spoke here was on the event of one of their funerals. But here we are, 21 years on. Countless lives have been touched. Not just those who've come into the centre and have encountered Christians in a different way, but I believe people who serve here, we too have been touched by God's strength and power as we have learned what it is to be true servants, as you have learned what it is to be givers and not just receivers of God's grace. And it's important now that we go forward, you go forward into the next phase of the life of this church and the next phase of the life of the Wells Place Centre. So thank you for this opportunity to come and join with you in this celebration. And thanks to God for all that he has done, all that he is doing, and all that he will do through the centre and the church. Amen. We're going to sing again.